I am so glad you're here. Good. Kick your shoes off. Take your coat off. It's way too hot to be wearing a coat anyways. Come on in and have a seat here at the table of fellowship. Welcome to Thursday, this July the 13th, 2017. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yeah, so good to see you. Pray that you're having a wonderful, wonderful week. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I got my cup of coffee here. I got God's Word right in front of me, and I'm spending time with you. I really do look forward to our Thursdays together. And last week, the Kroll family, yeah, we were on vacation last week. And so we had to go back to normal schedule on Monday. And well, let's just say you still have the vacation brain, vacation mentality when you're going back to work, when you come back that Monday. So, you know, a little sluggish. Praise God for his grace, right? Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Our church is getting ready for a vacation Bible school, which is next week. We're looking forward to that and just kind of putting up the finishing touches. We had a meeting last night after Bible study at church, and we have another one on Sunday. We're going to be decorating the church, so it's going to be busy, 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 that's for sure. I know lots of other churches getting ready for Vacation Bible School. I encourage you to take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org, for the entire list of the remaining VBSs for the summer. Again, greatnewsradio.org. And just want to remind you here at this radio ministry, we are a listener-supported ministry. That means you don't hear commercials. We don't get income from commercials. Have you ever noticed you don't hear announcements and telling you, go to this car dealership or call this number to pay off your debt and, you know, all of that stuff? That means we don't air commercials. We depend on the faithful support of friends like you. As we continue here in the month of July, would you remember this ministry with a gift of support? Gift of $25, a gift of $75, a gift of $300 really does make a difference. You can drop your special gift in the mail with a encouraging note. We like those as well. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. You can also give online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click the donate button. Or if you just prefer just to call up the office here, give over the phone. Well, that works as well. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. If you missed any of the information I gave to you, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and it's all there at our website. And from all of us here, thank you for your prayers and your financial support of this listener-supported radio ministry. You know, I'll tell you what, it's so easy for us to walk in condemnation as believers. It's so easy for us to walk around with guilt. It's so easy to walk around with forgiven sin and live as such as it's still remaining over our head. When in reality, once we confess it, it is done, it is finished. Yeah, there's some natural consequences here on earth. Don't get me wrong. But we walk around feeling condemned. And today we're going to be talking about false guilt. Don't go too far. That's coming up right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, here on Great News Radio.
And sit a while with me. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
January 28th, 1986, that the entire nation watched in stunned silence as the Space Shuttle Challenger abruptly exploded 73 seconds after its launch. You may remember that. And it was a terrible day for our nation. It was a terrible day for the friends and family of the seven members on board who lost their life, but it was also a horrific day for a gentleman by the name of Bob Ebeling. See, Bob was an engineer that helped supply the space shuttle's solid rocket boosters. And years after the disaster, it was learned that the Challenger was doomed by a failed rubber seal called the O-ring. And Bob was fully aware of the ring's potential failure and tried to get NASA to take him seriously to wait for warmer weather. Instead, he was overruled. And in fact, I was reading an article that came out last year that how he still feels responsible for the deaths of those on board 3 decades later. And in that interview, he said, I wish I could have done more. And he went on to say that he would never be able to put away his feelings of sorrow and guilt. Wow. For 3 decades carrying that. You know, friend, the fact is many people are chased by guilt, and guilt is eating them alive. They don't know what to do with it. And many Christians come to church Sunday after Sunday, sing hymns, give money, attend classes, underline their Bibles, but do not have the freedom they ought to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, there's a saying, he is not free who drags his chains with him. And guilt can leave us feeling depressed, paralyzed, chained in regret, shackled in remorse, cuffed in shame, and enslaved with anguish. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to Zechariah chapter 3, the Old Testament book, Zechariah chapter 3. I know not many people tend to go to the book of Zechariah. It's not like a Matthew or Romans or anything, but it's still in inspired by the word of God. And Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?' Now Joshua was standing before the angel clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Remove the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord was standing by." Guilt. Guilt. You know, Zechariah here has a vision. It's a heavenly courtroom. And the high priest Joshua is standing before the angel of the Lord, and then there's Satan resisting him. Verse 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him." And Joshua, even though he's a religious man, is laden with guilt. God Almighty, the justice, sitting upon the bench, and Satan is the prosecuting attorney pointing out Joshua's sin. And in fact, he seems to have a good case against Joshua because he's wearing dirty clothes. It says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel of the Lord, clothed with filthy garments." Wearing filthy clothes. I want us to understand that his clothes are really filthy. That is, his sin is real. And like every one of us here today listening, our sin is real too. Our garments are filthy and we need to be cleaned up. And this picture, this passage represents us, because we too stand guilty before Almighty God apart from Jesus Christ. And like Joshua, we have an adversary too. His name is Satan, and he is real. And he works to accuse us, to point out our sins, point out our failures. He wants us to be eaten up with guilt and to condemn us before the face of God. See, while Satan is the prosecuting attorney, friend, Jesus is our defense attorney. 1 John 2:1 says, "My little children, I am writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Zechariah 3:3, it says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Remove the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments." We see here where Joshua's filthy robes are replaced with clean ones. Isn't that a beautiful passage? And not only that, he does something else too. He rebukes Satan. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2 says, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan.'" The Lord rebuked Satan. In other words, sit down, shut up, right? See, not only does Jesus rebuke the accuser, but he takes away our sin and cleanses us. Not only does he defend us, but he restores us. He restores us. And when we confess our sin, guess what the Bible says? That when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Isn't that a great passage? But here's the problem. While we are forgiven children of God, Satan still accuses us of past sins that have already been forgiven. Satan brings up our past. Satan brings up the things we used to do. Satan brings up our past sins. Satan brings up our old lifestyle. Satan is constantly accusing you. Constantly he is accusing you before God, and he is accusing you to your face. And he is pointing the finger of accusation to your face. He wants you and I to be chained to guilt, chained to shame, chained to our sin. I'll tell you what, there are times before I get up and I teach or I preach at church that before I'm getting up, there's a thought that passes my mind of who I used to be, just to discourage me, just to leave me frozen where I am. That's called false guilt. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there's an encouraging passage today for the children of God, for those who are saved and redeemed by Jesus. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Satan says, look at your sin, but God says, no, you look at my son. A little boy was visiting his grandparents and was given his first slingshot, and he practiced in the woods. He practiced, but could never hit his target. So he came back to grandma's backyard, and he saw her pet duck. And being a little boy, he had a brilliant idea. So he took aim at that pet duck, and he let it fly, and he hit it right on, and the duck died. And the boy panicked, so he did what any of us would do. We try to hide the dead duck somewhere, and he hid it under actually a wood pile. And only to look up and see his sister watching, Sally. Sally seen it all, but she said nothing. And after lunch, Grandma said, Sally, let's wash some dishes. But Sally said, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen today, didn't you, Johnny? Oh, those sisters, I'll tell you. And she whispered to him, remember the duck. So Johnny did the dishes. And later, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help me make supper. And Sally smiled and said, that's all taken care of. Johnny told me he wants to do it. And she whispered, remember the duck. See, Fred, I don't know what your past sin is. I don't know what that one sin that the enemy keeps throwing in your face, but I want you to know today that you were forgiven at the exact second. At the exact second you confessed it. God says, as far as the east is from the west, I will remember your sin no more. They are buried into the sea of forgetfulness. Friend, don't remember the duck, remember the forgiveness today.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want, held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. To your heart.
At the cross of Jesus Christ is where we can find forgiveness, true forgiveness. Talk about a beautiful song. That's Daniel Kirkley and Lead Me to the Cross here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address. I check it often. Love to hear from you. Joey, that's J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friends, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.